Stacey Abrams predicts she will be elected president by 2040. By Nate Church on January 31, 2020. Failed Georgia gubernatorial Democrat candidate Stacey Abrams told Nate Silver's 538 on Friday that she would be president by 2040. Senior political writer Claire Malone asked Stacey Abrams whether she believed that the United States would elect a woman, much less a black woman, to the presidency in the next two decades. Her answer was both confident and unequivocal, "Yes, absolutely. In fact, Abrams is pretty certain who the woman in question would be." When Malone asked her if she thought America would put her in the Oval Office, she was just as blunt. "Yes, I do," she said. "That's my plan. And I'm very pragmatic." Still, the White House is further down the list of Abrams' political ambitions. In particular, she seemed open to the idea of being used to balance a white candidate as an addition to the DNC nominee's 2020 ticket. "I accept that I exist in the political zeitgeist in a very specific way," she told Malone in response to the idea of being picked as a candidate for vice president. Abrams previously told CNN she would be honored to consider a position on the 2020 ballot and described it as a cool job in a similar conversation with The Washington Post. "As a vice presidential nominee, I think I could be a very effective ally to the nominee in turning out voters and actually turning out voters of every stripe," she said at the time. Abrams is most famous for her ongoing refusal to accept the results of the aforementioned 2018 Georgia gubernatorial election, crediting Governor Brian Kemp's win to racism and voter suppression. It is a refrain repeatedly echoed by many on the left, including failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and current Democrat hopeful Joe Biden. She is less known for a brief career as an erotic novelist under the pseudonym Selena Montgomery, featured with excerpts read on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Only time will tell whether she adds vice presidential candidate, or even POTUS, to an already varied resume.